So you're looking to get a handle on navigating change, huh?
Yeah.
Something we all wrestle with, right?
Oh, absolutely.
From time to time. Well, we're diving into the Thriving Threads channel,
Oh.
both their blog and podcast,
Okay.
both titled Navigating Change: How to Embrace Life's Curveballs.
Right.
See what wisdom they offer.
Love it.
Hopefully by the end of this,
Yeah.
you'll feel equipped to not just get through change, but actually use it as a springboard for something better.
I think that's a great goal. And
Yeah.
the source really hits the ground running
Okay.
by reminding us that change is just a fact of life. It's like that old saying,
Yeah.
the only constant is change.
It's true.
Right.
Whether it's personal stuff,
Yeah.
work, or even just the world swirling around
Oh,
us,
yeah.
things are always in motion.
Constantly.
But instead of getting swept away,
Yeah.
this source suggests understanding that constant change is the playing field.
I like that.
So we need to learn the rules of the game.
Yeah. What's interesting is they
Okay.
don't just say accept change is inevitable.
Right.
They take it a step further.
Okay.
They argue that how we perceive a change actually dictates our experience of it.
So it's not just the event itself, but
Uh-huh.
the lens we're looking through.
Exactly.
Go.
Like imagine two people getting a promotion at work. One might see it as validation of their hard work,
Right.
a chance to grow,
Okay.
maybe even a path to bigger things.
Yeah.
The other might see it as added responsibility, more pressure,
Okay.
potentially even a disruption of their work-life balance. Same promotion,
Wow.
two totally different reactions.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like our initial perception is like setting the thermostat for how we're going to experience that whole change process.
Absolutely.
But if we usually react negatively, how do we reset that thermostat to something more positive?
That's where Thriving Threads
Yeah.
suggests a really practical tool,
Okay.
cognitive reframing. Instead of getting stuck in that initial knee-jerk reaction,
Right.
they advise we take a step back
Okay.
and intentionally look for the potential positives.
Okay.
They even give an example for a job loss scenario. Instead of focusing on what's lost,
Yeah.
you ask, what opportunities does this open up?
Oh, interesting.
Maybe a chance to switch
You're
careers,
right.
learn new skills,
Yeah.
or even start that side hustle you've been dreaming of.
So it's not about denying the negative feeling, but challenging them with an alternative viewpoint.
Right. It's acknowledging that, yeah, change can be scary, but it's rarely 100% bad. There are almost always some hidden nuggets of opportunity. We just have to train ourselves to spot them.
It's like those optical illusions where you see one image at first,
Oh, love that.
but then you shift your focus and suddenly a whole other picture emerges.
Right,
But
exactly.
even with reframing, change can still be emotionally draining, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And the source doesn't sugarcoat that.
Yeah.
They point out that change often triggers a whole roller coaster of emotions.
Okay.
Fear, anxiety, uncertainty,
Yeah.
it's all part of the package.
It's validating to hear that,
But
actually. Sometimes it feels like everyone else is handling change with grace and ease
oh,
while
yeah.
I'm over here white knuckling it.
It's more common than you think.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
what's fascinating is that Thriving Threads actually explains the purpose of these emotions.
Okay. Interesting.
For example, fear of the unknown is natural.
Right.
It keeps us from rushing into things blindly.
Yeah.
Anxiety, while unpleasant, can actually be a motivator,
Okay.
pushing us to prepare. And those moments of excitement that sometimes pop up,
Yeah.
that's our resilience peeking through,
Okay.
a sign that we're capable of adapting and finding the good in the new situation.
So it's not about trying to eliminate these emotions,
Right.
but understanding that they're part of the process,
Yeah.
each serving a function.
Exactly.
I like that. But even knowing that, how do we manage that roller coaster
Yeah.
so it doesn't completely derail us?
That's where the source digs into some specific strategies for embracing change.
Okay, let's unpack those.
Yeah.
What's the first one they suggest?
They start with mindfulness.
Okay.
It's become kind of a buzzword, but Thriving Threads offers a really practical explanation.
Okay.
They say that practicing mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing can help us manage that anxiety that often comes with change.
Yeah.
It's about being present in the moment
Right.
rather than letting our minds race into the future with all the what ifs.
It makes sense. When
Right.
you're overwhelmed with worry, it's hard to think clearly,
Yeah.
let alone make good decisions.
Right.
Mindfulness is almost like hitting the pause button
I love
so
it.
you can regain some composure.
That's a great analogy.
things.
It's about creating a little space between you and the storm of thoughts.
Yeah.
So you can approach the situation from a calmer, more grounded place.
I'm already feeling calmer just thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's the next strategy they highlight for embracing change?
This one might sound a bit counterintuitive.
Okay.
Setting flexible goals.
Mm.
Instead of rigid plans, they suggest thinking of goals as more of a compass direction.
Okay.
Rather than a fixed destination.
So it's less about saying, I must achieve X by Y date.
Right.
And more about having a general direction you're heading in, knowing you might have to adjust course along the way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thriving Threads argues that clinging too tightly to a specific outcome can lead to disappointment and frustration.
Right.
When inevitably things change.
Yeah.
Instead, they advocate for an approach that builds in adaptability from the start.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
Like if you set out on a road trip with a strict itinerary, you might miss out on some amazing detours and discoveries along the way.
Right.
Plus, if there's an unexpected road closure, your whole trip is thrown off.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Thriving Threads uses the analogy of a GPS system.
Okay.
You plug in your destination, but the GPS is constantly recalculating based on traffic, road closures, all those unexpected twists and turns.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you won't reach your destination,
right?
Just that the path might look a little different than you initially planned.
That's a really helpful way to think about it.
Right.
Okay, so we've got mindfulness and flexible goals.
Yeah.
What's the final strategy they recommend for embracing change?
This one is all about building resilience through change.
Okay.
And a key component of that is...
Let me guess. Self-care.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It feels like you can't read anything about well-being these days without that word popping up.
It's true.
Right.
It's become a bit of a buzzword.
Yeah.
But Thriving Threads takes it beyond bubble baths and face masks.
Okay.
They emphasize the importance of taking care of your physical and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
During times of transition.
Yeah.
And they get really specific.
Okay.
You talk about the importance of things like sleep.
Sleep.
Exercise. And nutrition.
Okay. So we're back and talking about self-care in the context of Thriving Threads.
Yeah.
Did they have any unusual or particularly interesting takes on the topic?
Well, they definitely go beyond the typical surface level advice.
Okay.
Instead of just saying, get enough sleep.
Right.
They delve into why it's so crucial during times of change.
Yeah.
They explain that when you're sleep deprived, your cognitive functions take a hit.
Yeah.
Your decision making, your ability to regulate emotions,
right,
even your creativity,
all
suffer.
Yeah.
And that can make navigating change feel even more overwhelming.
It's like trying to run a marathon on an empty stomach.
Oh, yeah.
You might start strong, but you're going to crash and burn pretty quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just sleep.
Okay.
They also talk about exercise.
Right.
But not just for the physical benefits.
Yeah.
They explain that physical activity actually helps regulate your stress hormones and releases endorphins.
Okay.
Which can have a mood boosting effect.
Right. So it's not about punishing yourself at the gym.
No.
It's about finding movement that feels good and helps you de-stress.
That's a great way to put it.
Thanks. What else did Thriving Threads have to say about self-care?
They brought up something
that's
often overlooked. Nutrition.
Okay.
They explain that when we're stressed, our bodies crave comfort foods.
Oh, yes.
Those sugary processed snacks that give us a quick hit of dopamine, but ultimately leave us feeling sluggish.
Right.
And even more emotionally drained.
Yeah. Ugh, so true.
Yeah.
I definitely have a tendency to reach for the cookie jar when I'm feeling overwhelmed.
It's a common response.
Yeah.
But Thriving Threads suggests being mindful of what we're fueling our bodies with during times of change. They encourage focusing on nutrient-rich foods that provide sustained energy and support our mental and emotional well-being.
So swapping those cookies for some fruits and veggies,
exactly.
Maybe adding in some lean protein and healthy fats to keep those energy levels stable.
It's about treating your body like a well-oiled machine.
Okay.
That needs the right fuel to function optimally.
Yeah.
Especially when it's under stress.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
Good.
Okay, so we've covered sleep, exercise, and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
What else does Thriving Threads recommend for navigating change with self-care?
They touch on something that's really powerful.
Okay.
Building a strong support system.
Okay.
And they make a really interesting point.
What's that?
It's not just about having people around.
Right.
It's about having the right kind of support.
Okay, so what makes for a good support system?
Yeah.
According to Thriving Threads.
They actually break it down into three categories.
First,
you've got your inner circle.
Okay.
Close friends and family who know you best.
Right.
Understand your quirks.
Yeah.
And can offer that personalized support that's tailored to your specific needs.
Yeah.
Then there's the mentorship aspect.
Okay.
Someone who's maybe been through similar challenges.
Right.
And can offer guidance based on their experience.
So a combination of emotional support.
Yeah.
And practical advice.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they surprisingly highlight the power of online communities.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They acknowledge that sometimes a stranger on the internet who's going through something can offer a level of understanding and validation that even close friends might not be able to provide.
Especially if your friends haven't experienced that specific type of change.
Right.
They might not fully grasp what you're going through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And online communities can provide a sense of belonging, mm-hmm. shared experiences, and even practical tips and resources.
Yeah. It's like a global network of people who get it.
Yeah.
Who can offer encouragement mm-hmm. and remind you that you're not alone in this.
Exactly.
I love that Thriving Threads included that
yes.
because it's so relevant in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
But even with a killer support system,
right.
change can still test our optimism.
Absolutely.
What does the source suggest for staying positive?
Yeah, good question.
Through those ups and downs.
They offer a few practical techniques
okay.
that I found really insightful.
Yeah.
One of them is gratitude journaling.
Okay.
It's become quite popular.
Right.
But Thriving Threads explains the psychology behind it. They say that regularly writing down things you're grateful for,
mm-hmm.
even small things,
yeah.
actually trains your brain to focus on the positive.
Okay.
Even when everything else feels chaotic.
It's like rewiring your mental circuitry
yes.
to be more optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
But how does that actually help when you're dealing with a major life change?
They argue that gratitude helps shift your perspective.
Okay.
Instead of dwelling on what's been lost or what's uncertain, you're intentionally directing your attention to what's still good.
Okay.
What you still have,
mm-hmm.
what you can still appreciate.
Right.
And that can be incredibly grounding and empowering.
Yeah.
Especially when things feel out of control.
So it's not about denying the challenges,
right.
but about creating a counterbalance
mm-hmm.
to that negativity by actively seeking out the good.
Exactly.
I like that.
Good.
What other techniques did they recommend?
Okay.
For maintaining a positive outlook.
This one is all about harnessing the power of your imagination. Visualization.
Hmm.
They explain that mentally rehearsing successful outcomes
right.
can actually increase your confidence and motivation.
So like if you're facing a job interview, you'd picture yourself walking in confidently,
yeah.
answering questions with ease, and ultimately landing the job.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's not just about wishful thinking.
Right.
They point out that visualization actually activates the same neural pathways in your brain.
Oh, wow.
As actually performing the action.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating.
It is.
So by repeatedly visualizing a positive outcome,
uh-huh.
you're almost priming your brain for success.
That's the idea.
Okay.
It's like building that mental muscle memory
mm-hmm.
so that when you're actually faced with a challenge,
right.
you're more likely to approach it with confidence and composure.
So it's like a mental dress rehearsal.
Exactly.
For those big life moments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other techniques they recommend for staying positive through change?
The last one they highlight
okay.
is all about your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Thriving Threads emphasizes the importance of surrounding yourself with positivity.
Okay.
Both in terms of your physical space.
Right.
And the people you spend time with.
So like decluttering your home to create a more calming atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And being mindful of the energy you're allowing into your life.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about creating an environment
yeah.
that supports your well-being.
Right.
And minimizes unnecessary stress.
Yeah.
And it's also about being selective with your social circle.
Mm-hmm.
They emphasize the importance of spending time with people who lift you up.
Okay.
Inspire you.
Yeah.
And encourage your growth.
Because let's face it.
Uh-huh.
Negativity can be contagious.
It absolutely can.
Right.
So Thriving Threads suggest being mindful
mm-hmm.
of the energy you're allowing into your space.
Okay.
And making a conscious effort to surround yourself
yeah.
with those who bring out the best in you.
It's like building your own personal cheer squad.
I love them.
People who believe in you,
mm-hmm.
support your goals,
yeah.
and celebrate your wins.
Exactly.
I love that imagery.
Good.
But even with all these strategies, right, sometimes change can feel so overwhelming mm-hmm. that positivity seems out of reach.
Yeah.
What does Thriving Threads say about those moments?
That's where they introduce a concept okay. that they argue is the key mm-hmm. to truly navigating change effectively. Acceptance
okay.
and Thriving Threads makes a point of saying mm-hmm. it's not about giving up
right.
or resigning yourself to a bad situation.
Yeah.
It's about actively acknowledging where you are, the good, the bad, the unexpected,
right,
and being open to adapting to that reality.
Okay, so there's a distinction between just passively accepting something
yeah.
and actually embracing acceptance as a process.
Absolutely.
What does that look like in practice?
Thriving Threads use this really interesting analogy. Mm-hmm. They compare acceptance to a dance.
Okay.
It's not about rigidly sticking to a set routine.
Right.
It's about feeling the music,
mm-hmm.
responding to your partner's movements.
Okay.
And improvising when necessary.
So it's about being present in the moment.
Yes.
Responding to what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And being willing to adjust your steps as needed.
Exactly.
Okay.
And just like in dance,
mm-hmm.
there's a balance between leading and following.
Right.
Sometimes you're in control.
Yeah.
Making bold moves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're surrendering to the flow.
Okay.
Allowing yourself to be guided.
That's a really cool way to think about it.
Yeah.
But how does that apply to dealing with, say, a job loss?
Right.
Or a major life transition?
Yeah. It's not always easy to just go with the flow.
Exactly.
When things feel chaotic.
Yeah.
Thriving Threads acknowledges that.
Okay.
And they suggest a few practical steps.
Right.
For cultivating acceptance.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them is practicing self-compassion.
Okay.
It's about treating yourself
yeah.
with the same kindness and understanding
mm-hmm.
you'd offer a friend
right.
going through a tough time.
So instead of beating yourself up
right.
for feeling stressed,
yeah.
anxious, or even a bit lost, you'd acknowledge those feelings as natural
yeah.
and offer yourself some grace.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that you're doing the best you can.
Right.
In a difficult situation.
Yeah.
And that's often enough.
It's funny how we're often much harder on ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Than we would ever be on someone else.
It's a common human tendency.
Yeah.
But Thriving Threads reminds us.
Okay.
That we can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
If we're constantly depleting our emotional reserves
mm-hmm.
with self-criticism,
yeah.
we won't have the energy or resilience
right.
to navigate change effectively.
Self-compassion is like filling up that cup.
Yes.
So we have the resources to deal with the challenges that come our way.
Exactly.
I like that. Good.
What other practical steps does Thriving Threads recommend for embracing acceptance?
Another key point they make
okay.
is about focusing on what's within your control.
Okay.
There are so many external factors
right.
that can trigger change.
Yeah.
Things we simply can't influence.
Like the economy.
Yes.
The political climate.
Yeah.
Even just the weather.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Thriving Threads argues
okay.
that trying to control those things
mm-hmm.
is like swimming upstream.
Right.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And ultimately futile.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they suggest focusing on what you can influence.
Right.
Your attitude,
okay,
your
wow.
choices, mm-hmm. your actions.
So it's about recognizing that you can't control the wind,
mm-hmm.
but you can adjust your sails.
That's a perfect analogy.
Thanks.
And they emphasize
okay.
that this doesn't mean passively accepting
right.
whatever life throws at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being proactive within your sphere of influence.
It's about making choices that align with your values.
Right.
Setting boundaries
mm-hmm.
that protect your well-being.
Okay.
And taking action steps
yeah.
that move you towards your goals,
mm-hmm.
even if those goals have had to shift.
So acceptance isn't about becoming a doormat.
No.
It's about choosing how you respond to the challenges that come your way.
That's the essence of it.
Yeah.
And Thriving Threads concludes
okay.
by reminding us
mm-hmm.
that change is rarely a straight line
right.
from point A to point B.
Right, yeah.
It's more like a winding path with unexpected detours,
mm-hmm.
scenic overlooks,
yeah.
and maybe even a few dead ends along the way.
But even with those challenges,
yeah.
this deep dive has given us a roadmap
mm-hmm.
and some tools to navigate those twists and turns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And remember, you're not alone on this journey.
Right.
Change is a universal experience,
mm-hmm.
and everyone struggles with it at some point.
So if you're feeling lost, overwhelmed,
or even a bit scared,
right,
know that those feelings are normal,
mm-hmm,
and with a little self-compassion,
yeah,
a willingness to adapt,
mm-hmm,
and the right support system,
absolutely,
you can not only survive change, mm-hmm, but actually thrive through it.
That's what Thriving Threads ultimately emphasizes.
Yeah.
And it's a message worth holding on to, yeah, as you navigate your own journey.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Embrace the unexpected,
mm-hmm,
and trust that you have the strength and resilience.
Absolutely.
To handle whatever life throws your way.
You got this.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Of course.
Until next time.
Yes.
Keep learning.
Uh-huh.
Keep exploring.
Yeah.
And keep thriving.
Yeah.